أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There's a lot of different ways that you can look at life, and people will define life in so many different ways. People will define life based on one's achievements, based on what type of bank balance they end up with. So many people have so many different definitions of life, and people are continuously writing books about this subject. Anyway, one way that you can think about life is that the definition of life is to survive with iman. The definition of life, or you can say the goal of life, is to survive with iman. So what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses each of us in particular and all of the community in general to somehow come into this blessing called iman. Now, everybody's story is different. Maybe somebody received this blessing from their parents. Maybe somebody received this blessing when they went to college. Maybe somebody received this blessing because they knew some Muslims who they were working with, and then they came into the fold of the deen. Everybody receives the blessing differently, and there's a lot of different avenues to receive it. But once a person receives it, everybody carries the same responsibility, and that is that it has to be preserved. So that's the challenge. What has to happen is that on the last day, when you breathe your last breath, you have to have iman. This is the challenge. Now, iman is like an ice cube. And the world is like an oven. So what we have to do is, we have this responsibility of carrying this ice cube, and we have to keep it frozen and preserve it, and then present it on the day of judgment. This is what basically one way you can think about it. But at the same time, there's this world, there's this world around us, which is basically like on fire. And anytime we expose ice to the wrong environment, obviously it's going to melt. So what we have to recognize is that in the process of preserving this iman, which is like an ice cube, we are not independent, we're dependent. We're not independent, we're dependent. And this is something that we often forget. Everyone in this room, doesn't matter who you are, everyone in this room is absolutely dependent to preserve their ice. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that we are dependent on the environment. Okay? So for example, we're not going to survive if we don't come to the masjid. If you're not coming to the masjid, which is one of the very few places in this life where the environment is cool, and it's like a freezer, and it allows your iman to gel together again and to reform into that frozen ice cube. If we don't regularly come into that environment, we're gone. We're dependent. We're not independent. We don't survive independently away from the source of the deen, you know, away from the key places of the deen. Without that environment, we are gone. So to make these assumptions, right, that this iman was given to me by my parents, and so automatically it's going to go to my children. That doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. We are dependent to preserve this iman. Similarly, we're dependent on the company that we keep. Look, if you keep the company of people who sin all the time, those people, when every time they sin, they're producing a fire. In fact, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he used to announce to the people at the time of Isha, come extinguish the fire that you created under your own feet. Meaning that as a human being, people make mistakes. And when we make mistakes, those create a sort of mini fire underneath our own feet. And so what happens is when we come to the masjid, we extinguish that fire. But if you hang around with people who have no concern to extinguish that fire, then those sparks eventually become big flames. And those big flames produce tremendous heat. Now what happens is then you go and you hang around that group of people, and here you are with this small little piece of ice, and you're hanging around 10 people on fire. So what's going to happen? You're going to melt. You're going to melt. So what are you? You are dependent on your company. Now, a lot of times people think, well, okay, I'm grown up, so it doesn't matter. I'm an adult, this doesn't matter anymore. I've reached the age of 60, this doesn't matter anymore. It applies to everyone. Now, the circumstances might be different. Okay, when you're a college student, it's going to be who do you hang around with, right? When you're choosing a spouse, it's going to be who do you get married to? Are you going to get married to fire or are you going to get married to ice, right? If you get married to ice, then hopefully the ice will join together and it'll keep things cool. If you just say, well, I'm not going to worry about the dean, I'm just going to pick, you know, based on, you know, A, B, and C criteria that I've made up on my own, then what's going to end up happening is that that's going to melt your iman eventually. And eventually you'll end up left with nothing except a memory. So we have to be very, very cognizant of the fact that we're dependent. Now, it may be that we're dependent on the company in this way, but at the same time, what we have to recognize is that we have to select the coolest company we can. Now, it's funny because people, they want to hang around cool people, right? So they always say, I choose these guys are cool, I'm going to hang around them. We have to choose the coolest people we can, and by cool, I mean literally cool, not literally cool, figuratively, in the iman sense. What does that mean? It means people who regularly interact with the Quran. Because when you hang around them, the coolness of their iman will come into your heart as well. It'll help to keep things cool. People who are scholars. Why? Because the scholars are the source of iman. You know, they're the ones who allow you to preserve. Now, the beauty of hanging around your scholars and your mashayikh is that not only do you get your iman cooled, but they also take a little pat of ice and throw it back on top as well. You know, it's like going to the snow cone factory. The guy who sells the snow cones, he's in the middle of the park, it's 80 degrees, 100 degrees outside, but he keeps a little refrigerator, and then he's able to give you a snow cone, right? And then you're able to enjoy it. So it's the same thing. The ulama, the mashayikh of the community, what they are, they're little machines. They produce snow cones. So when you go to them, they just put a little bit of extra ice in your heart. And beyond the fact that they're able to keep you cool as well. So again, you have to always remember that you're dependent. Now, these decisions, if you recognize this one thing, that I am always dependent, then it makes the decisions in life very easy. So when you're sitting there and thinking, should I go to the masjid for Isha or not? You have to say, no, wait a minute, I'm extremely dependent. Because if that ice turns into water, it's impossible to preserve. You know, if you have a piece of ice in your hand and it slowly melts and then it turns into water and you're trying to keep it, you're not going to be able to keep it. It's fluid. You're not going to be able to hang on to it. It's the ice that can be hung on to. So when you're sitting there and thinking, okay, it's 8 o'clock. I'm really tired. You know what? I had a hard day. Do I need to be at Isha or not? No, I need to be there. I'm totally dependent on that gathering. I have to be there. Why? One, because it's the masjid and it's cool. Two, because all the people who are gathering together are also people that have been blessed with iman as well. So when a bunch of people with ice come together, obviously they're going to be able to keep each other's ice preserved. And that's why you'll see in the winter, someday when there's a tremendous ice storm, and then all of a sudden the temperature, you know how we have those weird days where there's all this snow, then all of a sudden one day the temperature turns 50. But even in 50, 60 degrees, you'll see some snow will remain. Where? Where the plows came together and pushed all the snow into a big mountain. That's where the snow remains. That's because all that ice is together. So even in the heat of 50 or 60 degrees, it remains preserved. Everything else melts away. So when we're sitting and thinking about what am I going to do, it's Isha, we have to get to the masjid because we're dependent on Isha. Without it, we don't exist, right? Maybe once we miss it, twice we miss it, the third time it's over. We have just drops of water and a memory left. All right, similarly, we're absolutely dependent on our company. The gatherings that are established by our mashayikh and our ulama, they're mandatory on us. Now you say, brother, what do you mean mandatory? Allah only created a few things that are mandatory. Yeah, I don't mean literally mandatory. I mean as if they're mandatory. They're mandatory on the individual who recognizes that his iman is essential to preserve. Because for us, the rest of the environment is totally on fire. You know, this isn't some Islamic country where, and maybe not in an Islamic country, the situation is not even any better, but it's not some sort of, we're not in Mecca and Medina where wherever you go, you're going to be safe. You go to the market and it's relatively safe. And this isn't the environment that we're in. So we're absolutely dependent on the gatherings where there are our scholars, where there are ulama, etc. And then finally, and not finally actually, but just along this paradigm, you have to recognize that this is going to be your case for the rest of your life. You will never be independent. And the moment you deem yourself to be independent, you can be guaranteed that this is over. You're not going to survive. You have to always see yourself as dependent. So what does that mean? You always keep yourself close to the community. You always keep your children close to the community. Whenever you make a decision about where you're going to hang out and where they're going to be and who they're going to be with, you keep them close to the community. Because it's in that gathering that we all remain preserved. So for example, simple decision like, where am I going to live? okay, I can move out, you know, I don't know, 500 miles away, and I can get a nice big house, and it'll be a lot cheaper, but there's no Muslim living there. Big mistake. Big mistake. Because you'll be in a big house, but you're going to be left with nothing but a memory. So what was the benefit then? You know, then it ends up leading into sadness. So we have to recognize that when we make decisions as dependents. So you have to then understand that I have this piece of ice, and if I can even preserve a bit of it, and I can present it to my Lord, then I'm going to be accepted, inshallah, into his Jannah. But I have to preserve it. Now people say it's not fair, you know, you got iman from your parents, and you got iman from here and there. It's all fair. That's not what we're being judged by. You're being judged by your ability to preserve it, not by where you got it from. And then go one step beyond that. The hope is that, you know, our generation, perhaps 100 years from now, would be preserved. But if we melted our ice, what do we expect to give to our children? They're dependent on us. Unless our iman is intact, what are we going to pass on to the next generation? So these, again, you can see the issue of our dependence goes far beyond ourselves. It actually spreads into many, many generations down the line. So we have to be extremely particular about the decisions that we make. Extremely particular about who we hang out with, where we spend our free time, what gatherings we join, where we live, when we come to the masjid. All of these things are extremely important. And every one of these types of gatherings is a blessing. Even, I'm telling you, even for me, I mean, when I sit down and look at my schedule, I say, okay, alhamdulillah, I have to come here. Because otherwise I might be doing 1,000 things. I'm the one person who has to be here. Everybody else can go someplace else. I have a wedding, this, that. I have to be here. But for me, it's the best blessing in the world. Because actually, I have to be here. Not because I have to be here because then what will happen if I'm not here. I have to be here for myself. Right? Everybody brings their ice with them and it helps to cool me down as well. So we're all dependent on each other. We all receive benefit from one another. That's the beauty of the gathering. But anyway, always remember this. Because you never know where you'll be or where you'll end up, or a year from now you're someplace else. But if you just keep this one principle in mind, it will save you from much heartache, both in this life and the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be able to preserve this piece of ice which we've been given called iman. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.